You're listening to Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM. Hello, Darren Catroupi with you. The new statistics have been released from the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Stats and Research. And these are released every 3 months and they give a comparison to what sort of crimes are doing what in different parts of the state. But they also give a comparison for longer periods, so between 5 years ago and up until the end of June this year, what's the difference? And when you look at the figures for the Hunter Valley, most of it's not bad news, to be honest. I mean, crime's never good news, but as far as the number of victims being created, overall, it's less. But there's one particular category of crime where it's going up quite a bit. To find out more, I'm joined by Jackie Fitzgerald, who's the Executive Director of the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Stats and Research. In the Hunter Valley, I noticed one of the big items was break and enters over the five-year period are down over 15%.
Yeah, so when you look at and if you actually compare the most recent year to the 2017-18, it's actually halved break-ins in the Hunter Valley. So a really remarkable decline there that people are half as likely to be broken into as they were pre-pandemic, and businesses in commercial areas as well.
So that would ideally come down to the efforts of police, a bit more high visibility and I suppose arresting people that are responsible?
You would like to think so, but actually New South Wales as a whole is experiencing really the benefits of an unintended benefit of COVID. So what we've seen across the state is that crime fell really dramatically in 2020 as soon as the first lockdown hit. And remarkably, it's yet to recover to where we were pre-pandemic. So it's really a result of the interruption to everybody's socialisation and working and mobility in the community. And it's quite unexpected, but it still is having a lingering effect.
Now, the concerning thing that I noticed after reading through all the stats for the Hunter Valley is the rate of sexual assault offences and just sexual touching, any sexual offence, is up. In fact, sexual assault offences have risen by 8.7% in the last 5 years.
Yeah, look, that's the concern in the Hunter. So crime's looking reasonably good with the exception of that sexual assault trend. So, and this is also a trend that's occurring across New South Wales and particularly in regional communities. But I have to say that that increase that we're seeing in the Hunter is really as high as anywhere in the state. So it's kind of jumping out as one of the areas that's experiencing the largest increase in sexual assault. So that's troubling.
And is there any data to suggest why that may be the case compared to most of the other crimes, as you've already said, are sort of going down?
Look, the difficulty with sexual assault, of course, is that we can't be sure whether that increase we're seeing is an increase in reporting or an increase in prevalence in the community. What we do know is that the increase is reasonably long-term. So over the last 10 years or so, we've seen a steady increase in sexual assault reports coming to police. I can see in the Hunter there's been a few particularly high months, but even if you take those out of the picture, there's a steady increase. So it doesn't seem to be related to a particular trigger. It's more like a cultural shift either in the actual commissioning of the offence or reporting of the offence.
Very worrying indeed. Do we expect that things will start to change again now that apparently the World Health Organization said the other day COVID's over? So does that mean things will start going up or it's too early to tell?
I think it's inevitable that the property crimes that have fallen so much will start to recover. I mean, to tell you the truth, I would have thought they would have recovered before now. So it's really taking a lot of people by surprise that they've remained as low as they have, property crimes, for as long as they have. But we are starting to see just a steady increase. And I do expect that it's still going to take a while to get back to where we were pre-pandemic, which also, I should point out, we're also we were already at historic lows for many of these offences after kind of years of decline, and that was just accelerated during COVID. So in terms of property crime and stealing offences, really we're in a kind of a once-in-a-generation positive situation with regards to those offences in the community. And the problem areas definitely do seem to be in the violent offending categories.
What role do you think, if any, that increased and better technology plays in a reduction in crimes as well?
It certainly has a role in terms of many of these property crimes. So we can tell that longer-term impact of declining property crime is related to the difficulty of stealing, so the security and safety of cars and also property and many other phone devices and things like that. So there's really not much demand for secondhand electronic goods because of some of those security measures. But we also do know that it's difficult to sell stolen goods these days. So irrespective of the security features, you know, there's not much demand for secondhand televisions, secondhand tools, secondhand lawnmowers, all those things that used to be very commonly stolen. We still demand for cash, of course, and still demand for jewellery, which have intrinsic value, but many of those kind of consumer goods that used to be really the target of a lot of those burglaries and thefts, just there's not really a market for those. So it's hard to convert those into cash for criminals. So there's really they're no longer as desirable as they once were.
Well, Jackie, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Okay, thanks so much.
That's Jackie Fitzgerald, the Executive Director of the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.